I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Three Georgia representatives were among Republicans who stormed an impeachment hearing yesterday in Washington, D.C. Buddy Carter, Jody Heiss, and Rick Allen joined about two dozen other GOP House members in halting a closed-door deposition. They say Americans should be able to read the transcripts of any interviews being conducted as part of the impeachment. Allen, who represents Georgia's 12th district, spoke out against Democrats and the inquiry on the House floor this week.
They only have one goal, and that is to undermine President Trump and assure he could not do what he was elected to do, like passing USMCA, immigration reform, modernizing health care, and securing our border.
Democrats say they've been planning to release the transcripts after the investigation. Well, the fifth Democratic presidential debate in Georgia will feature an all-female panel of moderators. The four moderators for the November 20th event, which is co-hosted by MSNBC and The Washington Post, will be Rachel Maddow, Andrea Mitchell, Kristen Welker, and Ashley Parker. So far, eight candidates have qualified for the debate stage, which is four less than the last debate earlier this month. Although the venue has yet to be announced, party leaders say it will likely be somewhere in Metro Atlanta. A Georgia caregiver has been charged with second-degree murder and cruelty to children after two three-year-old twin girls were found dead in a hot car. Hinesville police announced the charges against Claudette Foster roughly 2 weeks after the deaths of Peyton and Raylan Keyes. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says the children were found in a hot car after missing for hours. Both died from heat stroke. According to WSAV, Foster was contracted to take care of the children through the state of Georgia. The Department of Family and Children's Services says it is working with law enforcement to investigate the tragedy. Three sex offenders are suing the Butts County Sheriff over signs warning families not to trick-or-treat at the offenders' homes. Sheriff Gary Long said the signs comply with state law. A hearing is set for today. And a Georgia lawmaker plans to introduce a bill that would allow college athletes to be paid. According to the AJC, Democratic Representative Billy Mitchell of Stone Mountain is behind the legislation. The bill is similar to one that was recently passed in California, which calls for college athletes to be compensated for the use of their name, image, and likeness, which is currently prohibited by the NCAA. And in sports, defending MLS Cup champions Atlanta United host Philadelphia Union tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Eastern Conference semifinals. GPB's Robert Jemerson reports.
After a tough match against New England, Atlanta continues in the playoffs with a home game against Philadelphia, a team they have not defeated this season. United is also facing multiple injuries and three players with yellow card violations. But despite those setbacks, attacking midfielder Ezequiel Barco says the team is keeping an eye on the challenge ahead.
So you never know what's going to happen. We just have to focus on ourselves and prepare so that we can move on to the next round.
Kickoff is tonight at 8 p.m. The winner of the match moves on to the conference final with a chance to appear in the MLS Cup Championship match. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison at the Atlanta United Training Grounds.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.